Yep.
One, I make your dreams come true.
Fuck you.
You could have rhymed that with two at least. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean three. Shit. All right, well, that's the cold open. Especially with Zach's groan.
These are not dissimilar to the actual waking nightmares I have in my sleepless fugue state every day of my life.
Well, the cold open is continuing.
Yeah, there we are. All right.
Okay. Yep. Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
One.
253.
Three.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Faking Movies. This is episode 254.
Seth, oh, I see what he was doing now.
Okay. just to let you all in, we do a little count-in before the show to sync up with editing. Mm-hmm. And Seth was trying to incept the wrong episode number.
I wasn't trying to incept, I was trying to incept.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, me, oh my.
He's there the whole
God,
time.
That was right on the table. Yeah. I really wrecked that one. Well, I guess before we get going here, check our Twitter if it still exists because Marielle works very hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Twitter buzz has died down. I feel like we're good to go on the Twitter.
I guess.
But
yeah,
you never know.
It's no longer Twitter's dying and more just every day finding out that South African pops.
Yeah,
keeps asking people who work there why he isn't more popular, and then getting mad at them,
and then either firing them or purposefully changing the code that will force the algorithm to promote him.
It is
because that
is
recently
baffling.
Happened like yesterday or something.
Yeah,
I saw that.
In a world where tech people can get a lot of jobs, it is very confusing that those people haven't all left. I don't know. He can't pay them well. That's not in his nature, mm-hmm. I think. So.
Oh, yeah.
You mean as a colonizer emerald miner? Yeah, probably.
Who
yeah,
used he slave does, labor actively?
Yeah, he climbs on the back of the... Yikes.
Yeah, garbage.
Allegedly. This is
allegedly. Yeah.
I saw a very alleged... his brother owns a chain of restaurants, and apparently...
The one who wears a cowboy hat all the time?
He does. He owns a chain of restaurants, and there was somebody who was like climbed her way up
Sorry,
to like...
allegedly wears a cowboy hat all the time. Mm-hmm.
No, there's pictures. I think you can...
okay.
You can just Google it. She climbed her way up to like GM over several years, and... they had a fund where you'd put money in every paycheck if you felt like it. It's like the sick day pool kind of that some places do. And then
up.
If somebody was like in need, they would give them the money from the whatever.
Sure.
They closed a bunch of locations during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then the people were like, oh, okay, well, we need that fund now. And they were like, oh, well, you know, since we closed, it doesn't really exist anymore. And then they reopened all those places, hired back none of those employees, mm-hmm. and that money just went away, apparently.
Like, I know mm-hmm. exactly where it went. Yeah. Into that 10-gallon hat. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Like, these are people that make servers' wages. Like, they're not swimming in it. You know, it's just fucking... Yeah. She was like, do not eat at that place.
What is the restaurant?
Is it Friendly's?
I had to look it up. It's like Kitchen something.
Nightmares?
Something Kitchen. I've never seen one. Mm. I don't know.
California Pizza Kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, I've had the distaste of...
Is it the kitchen from the movie The Menu?
No, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Is it the
kitchen from the movie Simply Irresistible?
Probably.
Is it the kitchen from My Blueberry Nights?
I'm now realizing I just have to say...
Is it the kitchen from any Nancy Myers movie?
Yes, it's that one. Oh. That's the one.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm not into the open cabinetry. Though.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I get it, but I don't need to see that you have, you know, 15 cans of tomato sauce, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what real people would do, but in those movies, it's always gorgeous flatware and fucking China patterns and stuff. And, like, Steve Martin's banging Diane Keaton when it's raining out. Like,
that's true.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love those movies.
Sure, sure.
So, I wanted to ask you guys a question. You know those, like, that like, virally thing of that, I don't know if people actually ask this sincerely or if it's just an entire joke, but where people say to their partner, like, would you still love me if I were a worm?
Oh, yeah, no. Kristen and I had a whole thing where we were talking about that all the time.
Oh, right.
That's a very famous one, I think. Yeah.
So, in that vein, would you guys, like, what would be your guys' threshold of not wanting to talk to me anymore if I got into ghosts? So, like, if I'm walking around just saying, like, and something, like, comes out, like, just, you catch something out of the corner of your eye, and you're like, oh, what was that? And I go, the spirits are active tonight. Is that, like, something that you would maybe just find a little annoying but roll with? Or, like, where this I want to know, where's the line of you guys just being, like... I think I would embrace
that goof, personally.
Generally, what if I'm sincere? This is,
yeah, but you're not. Yeah,
this is so nuanced. It's so nuanced.
But you're not.
There's a giant fault tree on this where it'd be, like, ghosts and also crystals. No. Ghosts and, like, you wear a flat-brimmed hat all the time and start calling everybody bro. No, definitely not.
Ghosts,
like,
and minerals, yes.
Sure, absolutely, yes.
Zach, one could argue that I am, like, really into crystals in the sense that I wear lots of jewelry now.
I'm just running through my brain of, like, all of the ghost hunting TV shows and all the archetypes that I'm, like,
yeah, I know what crystals that you mean. Like, I'm not talking about, no.
What?
I mean, it'd be really fun for a while, but there's a short tail on that one.
I think you would get
bored. What if it's not a goof? What if it's, like, sincere?
Again, we'd fuck around with you for a little bit, just like try to see how far we could push it. Yeah. But then, like, if you kept going, which I know you would, because that's
because you commit.
Then it would be intolerable.
Yeah, so I think that we'd have to have a ghost intervention.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd have to sit you down. We're your family. We love you.
Can we workshop ghost intervention? I feel like there's got to be something more supernaturally.
I've just got an email. A&E already bought it. So,
What about ghostercism?
No, because
I think that already exists.
Yeah, that's a thing. And, like, it's not like you're being possessed by these ghosts, unless you are.
A poltervention.
Maybe.
Have you guys been around cable TV in the last 10 years? Yeah. These are all real things. there's 600 ghost shows. Not kidding.
What about no, I got nothing.
The band Ghost, they're great.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with that band.
They're metal but fun.
Yeah. Space Ghost, Coast to Coast. And...
love it. But a ghost is born. What a totally reasonable album. But, like, compared to the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, the one that came right before it, it's really a disappointment. Okay. It's like...
I wasn't sure who we're talking about until that, but yeah.
Who reaches for A Ghost Is Born? No one.
Not I.
Maybe same people from Chicago.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about anymore. Is this Wilco? Popular? I think we're doing
Wilco, yeah. I think we're doing a Tweeds.
What? Yeah. What does that mean?
Jeff Tweedy? Isn't that Jeff Tweedy?
Yeah.
Conway Tweedy? I've been more of a
summer teeth guy myself. But...
All right. This is going nowhere. Lee is faking a movie this week.
I'd rather Lee be into ghosts than Wilco, if I'm being entirely honest.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess there's a dark secret you don't know about me.
Uh-oh.
I'm really into Wilco. I don't know if you knew that.
Usually people make that known very quickly, like if they went to Harvard or drive a Tesla, for instance.
It's so weird. They started as a country band, and they've yet they are that crowd now. Like,
That's weird. I mean, not that surprising. That's what happens when you make money and, I guess, decide that you hate people, like grandmas and children.
No, it's not them.
Oh,
it's
no, just fans. Teslas. Teslas will allegedly run them over.
Yeah, right. There was that big recall.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Is no, that, funny? Again, is 100% real. Yeah. Not a lot about Elon is funny. Really.
What else is going on in the news these days?
Are we doing Eastern a Ohio type 5? What the fuck? did you see have you seen this? Have you heard about this? It's
my wife Mavis. Yeah.
God.
Jake. Guys, I'm stalling here because
because
I faked a movie this week.
Well, you don't look like stalling. You really got more of a sort of a Trotsky look going a little bit. Like Trotsky in Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, you know, ice pick me, baby.
Oh yeah.
Can we do Trotsky Valentine's cards? Valentine's Day just happened.
Oh yeah, I ice pick you.
Well, no, then. Oh, well, that, yeah, that is quite good, yeah, actually.
It's a perfect time to start is, like, the day after.
Hit the ground running.
Sure. Yeah, for I don't know, Man Day or whatever that's in March.
I meant for next year, but, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But also, there's, like, supposed to be, like, a... I remember this being a big popular thing in conservative circles.
Okay, I was gonna say, with the Proud Boys? Like, what are we
doing? Yeah, where they were like, oh, well, Valentine's Day is for women. Men need a day. A Steak and Blowjob Day, I think is what it was called, and it was March 14th.
I remember this.
Yeah. Oh, the world.
Yeah, so, let's just co-opt it and make it.
My whole Tucker. Max Tucker.
Yeah.
Max Headroom.
My partner's hometown has this minor holiday called Sweetest Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a thing where I grew up as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just Midwest in general. Yeah. But it's like an extra candy buying holiday, essentially.
Yep.
Which I thought, like, oh, that makes sense. So it must be like in the summer.
No, when there aren't, no, it's like candy buying. It's like
2 days before Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like we need
2 days after Halloween makes a lot.
No,
more sense,
we need
everything.
No,
discounted.
But like it's like pseudo romantic or friend related. So it's for your sweet one, and so you like it's in October, and you had to like double buy candy. And to pass out to the rest of your class or get Wolverine Sweetest Day cards or whatever.
Well, this is like a real, real thing. This goes deep is what I'm hearing. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, damn. My dad...
Not like the Nick Cutter book, which sucked.
Yeah, I didn't like that book. A friend of my dad did own and operate a candy store / factory for decades. And... He was closed during the summer because it gets too hot to make the candy.
It's just impractical.
Chocolate, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
So I guess that's. I'm talking my way into October making more sense, I guess.
It feels like it has religious beginnings where it's like Halloween is for the devil, so we're going to co-opt the.
There's already one of those. It's called All Saints Day.
It's literally the day after.
Oh. Did not know that. Okay. I didn't grow up fucking Christian. What do I know?
I feel like
So
they did it to correspond with what then we called Columbus Day, which is Indigenous
people. Sometimes Indigenous people.
Yeah,
days.
I think the president declared it last year.
Oh, is it
so
official?
I think it's officially Indigenous People's Day now.
Okay. I thought that was in like the spring.
No, it's
October.
It's like
October
15
or something.
Yeah,
or
something. I don't know.
Yeah.
No. Am I
Listen,
dead?
I grew up around a lot. I grew up around a lot of weird Italian people. I know when Columbus Day is.
Oh right, they always do try to take that back.
But
even though he, I think, was not Italian,
he was not. He wasn't even paid by the Italians.
He was paid by the Spanish.
Yeah,
he was
may
paid by
have
the
been
Portuguese.
Italian.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
no, Ferdinand and Isabel were the United
so
Spanish
he,
kingdom.
He may have been
during
as
the
Italian as all
of
those of
course, so like,
people that have a lot of Italian
when they
pride.
Drove out the Moorish people. And
that is exactly when this happened.
Yeah.
Christopher Colon.
And then just after that was the Inquisition. And that's when my family had to escape from that whole part of the world.
Yep.
Super fun.
So this is 20 minutes we can cut out of the episode.
Well, I think that Zach and I probably don't have a lot to say about this movie. I don't know about you.
Oh no, because I have next to nothing to say about this
movie.
Right,
all right, yeah,
we'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll
I mean, there's something. So I guess let's. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. So one question before you begin, Zach. When are we gonna give him the full title?
Oh, you dirty boys.
I think after, when we're doing our
story,
probably. Hearing that makes me feel like I am shattered to pieces.
I am shattered. Like Rene Auberjonois, R.I.P.
is your last resort.
Just walk away, Rene.
Yeah.
God. So, the movie you apparently gave me.
We gave you the title as it appears on the IMDb page.
Yeah, and in the States.
It's just the rest of the entire universe seems to think it's a different thing.
Okay, that's different.
Wikipedia thinks
it's different. We didn't know. This wasn't a goof-em-ups. We just found out sort
of
as
this
we
is
were
different.
Getting into
this
it.
Is different than if you purposely withheld
information.
No,
to be honest, It's the original title does make more sense. But
it does.
Because this really
this was for marketing reasons.
I guess.
So the movie you gave me is in certain regions called Shattered.
It's region lost.
Yeah, you can only watch it on certain DVD players.
Is weird because there are at least two other movies called Shattered, one of which happened before this movie. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah. Do the research. I don't. Whatever.
Yeah, I did my own research. So I think I'm
sad. I said that. Yeah. Okay.
Matt, what if I was one of those people?
Oh, we would not be doing this right now.
Sorry. Like ghosts?
Cool. Faking movies brought to you by Zach, Seth, and Kev. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. All right. So the movie you gave me is called Shattered, and it's it stars Pierce Brosnan. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's mid-tier favorite Bond-ish, you know. Is he anyone's favorite Bond?
I have a special place in my heart for him. Right, because
he's the Bond of our youth.
Yeah,
he's the Bond of our youth. But it'd be hard to call him the best Bond.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Maria Bello, who is in stuff.
She's great. Mm-hmm. She is perennially around. That's true.
Yeah, she wears a hat sometimes in that detective show that was a remake of a Helen Mirren detective show.
What the fuck are you talking about? Sure.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Hard Target. It can't be called Prime Suspect. It's called anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Gerard Butler, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, Jerry.
Kind of an early one for you. Oh, well, I guess we didn't give you a date yet.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Sure. It's the thing about Gerard Butler, I keep seeing I hope he's not a piece of shit, because I keep seeing very fun things about him. Like,
everybody keeps saying he's having his action movies for dads renaissance. He's just shitting them out, but everybody's like, you know, they're fine. They're pretty fun.
Well, he's in that one called Plane.
Looked real stupid, but like, I'd watch it. I don't know.
I watch it. Yeah. But like, I heard a thing about him years ago where like someone asked him, oh, do you ever get tired of like people thinking you're in bad movies all the time? And he was like, I pick scripts that I think I'm going to enjoy filming the movie.
Yeah.
And they pay me lots of money to do it. I don't give a shit. This is the best.
And then I whip shitties in my Porsche around the parking lot and drive home to my mansion. So fuck you.
Yeah.
He was.
He's also apparently really into, he was very hype that How Did This Get Made does his movies so often.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
That is telling, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's okay. I can appreciate that.
Has he had like a good, serious, like genuinely good
movie? It's called Reign of Fire. And it also has Matthew McConaughey in it, and he's bald.
And Christian Bale.
And
there's a scene where they narrate Star Wars to a bunch of kids.
Yeah. So, Zach, I guess you can go home.
Put that in your pipe.
Sounds like a thing I would like, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead. Right. I'm going to look up Gerard Butler movies.
I mean, sure. He offensively played Attila the Hun in a miniseries called Attila.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's casting.
Oh boy, that's real fucked
up. Oh, he was in 300. That's an action movie, but that people liked that movie.
Oh right, that was kind of his big break.
Yeah.
Well, his big break was Phantom of the Opera, which he can't sing, so he plays the Phantom.
Yeah. That's
Well, he has a lot of movies, if nothing. Oh, he's in Geostorm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the one that someone told him that How Did This Get Made is really Geostorm positive, and he was like, that's awesome, those guys are great, I hope they keep doing my movies.
Yep. 100%. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Tomorrow Never Dies. He was in Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah.
That
was he? Yeah, he wasn't a major character as I recall.
So that's the first time him and Pierce hung. Neat.
That's fun.
Wait, Tomorrow Never Dies is before this? Shit.
1997.
Okay.
Is that the one where Robert Carlyle is the villain, or is that the one where Jonathan Pryce is the villain?
Michelle Yeoh is in this. Yeah. Terry Hatcher, obviously.
It is Jonathan Pryce, by the way.
It's the media mogul. Correct. One. It's the
Jonathan Pryce. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is the one. This is his second after
Golden. Oh,
Tomorrow Never Dies and The World Is Not Enough. Yeah.
Which one has Pope Francis in it?
Jones.
Because.
What?
Well, Johnny Price looks an awful lot like Pope Francis.
He played him in the movie The Two Popes.
Oh, shit, really?
He's a lot slimmer, but interesting.
He looks very similar. I mean...
He played Popey Franny and Like, and Anthony Hopkins, call him. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins played Nazi Pope.
I was going to say Nazi Pope, yeah.
Wow, that's a good likeness too. Yeah, yeah, weird. Yeah. That good casting on that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a movie I'll never watch.
Very good.
Because of my trauma.
Oh, yeah, I forgot mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh, such weird energy. This feels weird energy.
This is a real Lucy.
It's late. Off. This is a, something feels like, off about this one.
This is a hot dog Lucy that you're selling at the pool.
I was thinking more like
a diaper one. Lucy that you're selling at the pool.
Somebody asks if they can bum a cigarette and you go nope and pull a hot dog out of your pocket.
You have one of these though.
You're standing outside of the bar and you're just like cooking a hot dog with a lighter.
Or just acting like you're smoking a hot dog. And everybody's like, is that guy all right? You're like, yeah, he does this a lot. It's fine.
The energy I'm feeling in this room right now, in this Zoom room, is similar to the when it was my birthday and not friend of the show, Kristen, served me a White Russian that she made with expired cream.
Right, I remember.
That's the where it's like, you know, you take a sip and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, like goof drink. And you take a sip, and you're like, that's not exactly how that is, how I expect that
vodka,
to taste.
The vodka and Kahlua would this cover is, at least the first sip.
Yeah, this is, this is a really tangy vodka that they're using today. Yeah. That's the energy I'm getting here. It's like there's something a little off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I
think, might as well.
We live our truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Tell us about this tangy White Russian.
Oh, I've been dragging my feet. So I told you guys the other day. Hey, I wrote a little quick outline in case I don't get around to. Yeah, I didn't get around to. So,
is this off the dome?
Mostly. Okay. Cool. This is. I want to warn you. This is more of a funnier die sketch than a movie. I think.
All right.
So
interesting.
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with the fact that William Shatner's nickname is just The Shat?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is Shattered. And it's,
I was like, why are you obviously. Okay.
Yeah. And it's like a invasion of the body snatcher style story almost.
Oh,
but,
no.
Imagine,
somebody gets shattered?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So Gerard Butler is like a struggling actor. And I guess this fits the time period. He's a young guy at the beginning of his career.
Sure.
And he's in on an audition for something that he thought he'd be perfect for.
He's willing
for
to do anything to be a star.
I don't know about that.
Anything.
And he gets told by the casting director, it's like, yeah, you know, you were great, but we're really going for more of a William Shatner type. And then he's going around through town, through LA and all this stuff, and he keeps, you know, seeing glimpses of like print ads or like billboards. It's like Shatner selling things that you like, instead of Air Jordans, they're Air Shatners or like things like that. And he just
wear Air
at
Shatners.
First it's
sounds great.
It's I know, right? Yeah, they're dress shoes, and they bind your feet because of the girdle thing.
Yeah,
they're just New Balances probably.
It's like kind of subtle at first,
but heel,
like eventually,
so. Yeah, they got like a 2-inch lift on them. Strangely,
yeah, like a 60s style man boot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do love 60s style man boots. I gotta say.
But they're for playing basketball. So they also have like the Reebok pump on the front.
Oh, that's interesting. It's like it's like jumping on a balloon. It's like a moon shoe.
I don't think that's how pumps worked. I didn't.
It's like a
have
moon
a pair.
Shoe.
I think they just made them tighter.
I don't know.
Yeah, they pumped the air into the like sides and stuff to make them all snug.
You know, having never played basketballs other than in a peach basket, the traditional way.
You're looking at two people assuming we might have played basketball. There's no world in which either of us have played basketball.
Seth, I'm 5'6".
Yeah, I mean, let me finish my thought. Having never played it other than using a peach basket, I assume that what that little basketball pumpy thing did is it made it so you could spring higher. Like some kind of cubert. Or some other jumpy boy, like a jump man.
Moon shoes. Lee said moon shoes. Yeah.
I said moon shoes, but that's fine.
Yeah, I think Seth did.
Okay.
Yeah. Seth squared the circle on this one. Mm. So
okay.
He did it all on his own. On his own. Some.
Well, that was nothing. So.
Sure.
So I'm telling you, this whole episode, this is the. It's like we're being haunted or something. There's spirits in the
you
air.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, God. Wait, was that really a primer just for. Are you just going to do this thing now?
No, it because really wasn't.
It sounds like I'm upset about it, but I'm not. I'm here for it. I'm here for you. And
it really wasn't, I swear to God. But, like, maybe. I mean. So he's going around town and he keeps everything is like Shatner this, Shatner that. He gets a phone call from Maria Bello, who's his girlfriend. She's like, "Hey, babe, how'd the thing go?" He goes, "Ach, not so good. I thought," because he's Scottish, right?
Gerard Shatner.
Gerard
Butler
William Shatner? Oh, no, Gerard Butler. I was like, that's a weird William Shatner.
Yeah,
I don't know. Actually. He does hide his accent always. He is Scottish, but not very thick, I think. Accent.
I see. Yeah. Well, that'll be the last I do of it. So,
okay.
You know, and he's like, not so good. They wanted someone different. And she's like, more of a Shatner type. And he's like, how did you know? And, like, you know, he keeps going through his day and everything is Shatner this, Shatner that. He turns on the radio and fucking William Shatner's cover of Common People comes on,
oh,
you know.
Like, right. With Pulp.
Right.
Huh.
Like he sees a commercial and it's like Pierce Brosnan on the TV and he's like, I'm stepping aside from the role of James Bond because I realize it's not anything that I could play in today's day and age. You need someone who could really fill these shoes. And then William Shatner walks in and it's Shatner and Brosnan's like, the fuck is going, or not Brosnan, Gerard Butler's like, what's going on? Why is Shatner everywhere?
I need to understand the tone of the thing you're doing. So there are some movies where
it's like weird surreal comedy.
Okay, where the joke is very obvious that Shatner is 800 years older than Gerard Butler or Pierce Brosnan. But you're saying we just play it straight and never acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. And it's like that so much better.
You know, I said Funny or Die, but maybe it's like a Lonely Island sketch or like a digital short from SNL back in the day, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay.
And he's going, like, you know, he goes and he gets lunch and he looks down at the plate and the food kind of looks like William Shatner. It's like everything Shatner, but as the day's going on through the whole
thing. Talking about moons over Miami.
Exactly. As he's encountering all these things, what we're subtly doing is replacing all the extras with William Shatner slowly but surely until everybody is William Shatner. And he's like panicking and running and like running around dark alleyways and, you know, William Shatner pops in to view under a spotlight being a rocket man, you know.
This is a real stuff, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, They Live kind of like,
and Officer TJ Hooker asks him if he needs any assistance and all this, so, like, you know, things like that. And every once in a while he's calling Maria Bello on the phone and she's like trying to guide him to, like, everything's normal, honey, you know, all this stuff. And he's like, it's having a weird day. And he's like increasingly freaked out and everything. Sure. And eventually, finally, he makes it home after battling through this like world of Shatners. Mm-hmm. And Maria Bello, we don't see her, we hear her, you know, like in the other room. She's like, hey, honey. He's like, oh, I just had such a bad day. She's like, well, I think I've got something maybe to cheer you up. And she walks out into the room and it's Shatner in lingerie.
Yep, I figured.
And with Maria Bello's voice. Mm-hmm. And she goes, are you ready to boldly go? And then Gerard Butler screams and that's the end of it.
Oh,
you know?
That's the end. All right. This not that, actually.
It's not a Funny or Die expanded into a movie. It's just literally a Funny or Die. Four and a half minute sketch.
Yes, okay. I made a sketch.
I think it could be 15 minutes. I think you could probably stretch it because if you definitely do like a slow play, right? Yeah.
Well, it's or if you truly made it movie length and just really beat this dead horse like over and over with the Shatner thing, like that could also be funny if not difficult.
I think it would be the kind of thing where the three of us would sit there just holding our chin like, are they really, they're still going, huh?
Not to bring up a very polarizing movie, but Skinamarink is a movie we've talked about recently that does this thing where you're like, is a different thing gonna happen? Nope. Oh, we're just doing the same. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Feature life.
I don't know. I think different things happen in that. I also didn't like that movie.
Yep. We're apparently in the minority. People seem to really enjoy it.
I appreciated what it was doing. I think it's cool what it was doing. I think it did it really well.
Agreed.
I just didn't enjoy watching it.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Anyway. So I guess we could do that, but with William Shatner.
At least there's more going on in yours. Yeah, that seems fun.
Yeah, okay. At least you have more than one scene that is just a house, right? Or yeah. Whatever.
There's more than one scene.
And you're mostly pointed at people's like knees, I think, as far as I could tell. Like,
That's one of my pet faces in it. Other people's knees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you will green ghouls, not dude.
Care for Skin and Ring, then.
Yeah.
Do not recommend. All right. Seth, do you want to give the alternate title for this movie?
Oh, yeah. The IMDb? The other title, the real title, I guess, or the original title before some studio decided it was actually called Shattered, was Butterfly on a Wheel.
Which is a saying I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a saying?
But it's from an Alexander Pope poem.
Oh, sure. So it's more of an ism, I guess. The idea being
heroic couplets.
Yeah.
If you crush a butterfly on a wheel, you have gone above and beyond what was necessary to complete the task. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
You're just like rubbing it in, sort of. Like, you're making a point.
Mm-hmm. You're mashing it.
Yeah. Which I guess sort of spoils the reveal with that title.
I guess I don't know what does.
I'm talking to Zach now, Lee.
Yeah, you'll understand.
This is an AB conversation, so.
I think so. I think
make like a specter and float on out of here.
Sure. Yeah.
There's very little information on this movie. Generally, it's not very popular, I think. Mm-hmm. There was nothing indicating why the title was changed. When oftentimes that
is it maybe just is... because that's a common phrase in other countries and not here?
I don't think so, actually.
I don't think so.
Because it's Alexander Pope. Like, it's a reasonably unknown Alexander Pope who, like, I don't know. I guess, do Brits still really know?
Do you think the people still don't read Alexander Pope?
Do they not? I don't know.
It's in literally every lit survey.
Hey, I was a Slavicist, so we didn't.
I had to read so much fucking Pope.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Either way, they changed it to Shattered, again, the title of a movie that very much exists, and when you Google movie Shattered, the other one comes up first.
And also there was a different title in Europe, which was Desperate Hours.
That's like even more nothing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't correspond to the thing at all.
I mean,
that's
no, very, they very had to do vague, everything in very like particular time constraints and stuff. Anyway.
Yeah,
all right, true. Zach, tell us more.
Yeah, when I typed butterfly on a wheel into IMDb, it just redirected me to Shattered. So IMDb at least has it figured out.
Well, regardless, I'm going to give you the IMDb one sentence summary, which is a perfect family's dynamic is ruined by a kidnapper's brutally efficient plot.
Notably. Yo, Dustin Milligan is in this movie. He's Ted from Schitt's Creek and the love interest from Rutherford Falls.
He plays a shaggy-haired teen in this movie because it is a 2007 movie. Yes.
And it was made in Canada, one would assume.
Yeah, it was.
Sure. Yeah. Honestly, a pretty good one-sentence summary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A rare gem.
The first half.
Actually, one sentence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the first half. Yeah. Okay. Let's blast through.
Yeah.
So Maria and Jerry are married.
All right.
You got to space them out.
Yeah. Because you had just said Spectre like a little bit ago.
I know. That one was forced. This one was actually much better.
More natural. Though. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Slimer.
Maria and Jerry are married with a younger child.
Hey, he had hot dog Lucy's.
He did.
I mean, yeah.
Do you think they get cooked when they fall out of him? Like.
How? What?
Are you making the presupposition?
What weird physics are you applying?
Slimer's body is so warm.
What?
I don't know, like, what his body's like. Like, Slimer eats the hot dogs, and they fall out of him. Like,
and that's an exothermic reaction somehow?
How does the process of Slimer eating the hot dogs change the hot dogs?
Yeah.
I think they just get kind of goopy. They're just grosser.
I think that maybe Slimer is like a reverse griddle. And so he just sort of...
Well, I mean, he does slime at least one... He slimes Peter Venkman, mm-hmm. and Peter doesn't get cooked. So I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, hot dog flesh and human flesh is a little different. Believe me.
And there's probably a difference between flying through and ingesting. I mean, you know, like, And how does he drive a cab in the second one?
That's a good question.
For the first one. No, the first one is a spooky cab.
Is it better or worse if you get into real ghosts or just Slimer? I don't know, actually. That's a real toss-up.
I mean, I was really into Slimer when I was a kid.
Lee
I'll tell
is
you that right
actively
now.
Yeah, drinking an Ecto Cooler right now. I see it.
Oof. So. Yeah.
I'm drinking a glass of rum.
That's what I call an Ecto Cooler.
So they live a mostly perfect life. Everything looks fine. One
nice
day,
house.
Pierce Brosnan
they're in
shows
Chicago,
up.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of Chicago. Yeah. Yep. Pierce shows up one day. Demands a giant ransom for their daughter.
Oh no, he
which
pops
they
up out of their car.
Yeah, it's very abrupt. Yeah. But like, you know, the movie has to
go somewhere. He's just like in the back seat and is suddenly like, hey, it's time to pay up or I'm gonna murder your daughter.
Yep. This movie sounds like there's
a Nick Cage movie like this. It's like Trespass. Is that
that one's more like
Home Invasion.
Oh fuck, that French movie. Yeah, it's all Home Invasion. What is that?
Are you
French
thinking
one?
Of Funny Games? The
Funny
German
Games.
Movie?
It's or, oh yeah, movie? It might be
the
German.
Barbara Streisand movie.
No, they made
no,
an American.
That's
one
Funny
that
Girl.
Much worse, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Reindeer games?
So they... No, that's Ben Affleck. So they demand a big ransom.
To kill a sacred
they
deer?
Immediately go to a bank.
Yargos.
Get it.
Lobster.
And give it to him. Movie's over. Like, they pay the ransom.
Really?
However, Pierce takes the money, burns a little bit of it, and then lights fire to the rest of it and hurls it out the window of this, I think, Range Rover.
Yeah.
Into what I assume is the Chicago River, the one that Dave Matthews' bus went over and dumped all the shit on the people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We drove over that this past weekend when I was in Chicago, and I brought that up.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And no one else was interested.
It's obligatory. Well, I don't know
why.
Why?
Because it's interesting.
That's the best fact about Chicago and Dave Matthews.
There's two things everyone knows about that river. One is it flows all goofy, and the other one is the Dave Matthews poop story.
I wrote a paper about it flowing all goofy.
You'd pick the wrong of the two to write
you
a
did.
Paper on. Yeah.
There's so much more.
But I'm pretty sure that
to...
the Soviets never detonated a 3-megaton bomb made of Dave Matthews band shit to reverse a river. And...
Are you sure about that?
I'm not.
You're 100% sure about that?
It's entirely possible they did.
Yeah.
Now, I meant to ask this at the start. Mm-hmm. So I apologize for backtracking. Mm-hmm. How did they let us know it's Chicago? Did they show them that bean? Any shots of that bean?
No, this is way before the bean, I think, isn't it? I don't know when the bean came out.
Oh, the bean was before. This is the 2007 movie.
Yeah. I don't know when that bean showed
up. No, the bean was before
that.
I went to the bean in college.
He definitely does go through William Park, though. I don't know if that's what it was called then, but...
Yeah, because there are hallmarks, but nothing like...
Yeah, they do. They do a lot of aerial shots, and they do some like somebody has to use the L. Is that right? Yeah, it's the L. I think.
Yeah. Well, they're on that boat in the river, and they get the Dave Matthews shit on them. That one.
Yeah,
so.
That's how we know that they're in Chicago. Yeah.
Right. Naturally. Yeah.
It's like in Highlander when the Fabulous Freebirds are wrestling. So we know when it's happening.
I mean, fade in. On Madison Square Garden.
You know what's weird about the Dave Matthews thing? I know at least three independent people that if
who
that happened
shit
to them,
on by Dave Matthews?
They would have scooped it up and put it into like their pockets and took it home and put it in a bag in the freezer, and that would be like the coolest thing that ever happened to them.
But... Oh, like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, or the Abba poop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a little vial of Abba poop. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Same general idea. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he burns all the money, and then obviously we're immediately confused. Like, what is this? Like,
is he doing Dave Matthews?
Yeah, I guess.
I think so. Okay. I guess if you mash them all together, it sounds like that. But yeah,
much like that.
We're confused
shit
as to what his
Chicago River.
Yes, we're confused as to what the real motive is because clearly he didn't want the money.
Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah. So he gave their daughter back.
No,
though.
No,
no, not.
Oh,
he
no, no. The
okay.
So the Pierce Brosnan is like working with. So they got a sitter because it's Maria Bello's birthday, and
And Gerard just got some big thing at work, and they're very excited about it.
And Jerry is going to go hang out with his boss this weekend on some kind of mandatory retreat, is the story. And so they left the daughter with the sitter. It turns out that Pierce Brosnan and the sitter are, you know, in cahoots.
Cahootsies, yeah.
Sure, makes sense.
So they ask him, like, okay, what is this? Like, what are we doing? And we embark on this, like, nightmare scavenger hunt where Pierce just keeps coming up with new stuff for them to do.
Yeah, random shit.
Without any real explanation. It's confusing, but you can tell we're building to something. Yeah. So,
he's doing a lot of stuff that really just completely fucks up their lives. I.e., like, he drained their entire bank accounts. He has
it's to hurt them.
Yeah, he has Maria Bello like deliver a letter because Jerry's an ad man, not an oil man, an ad man. And
I'm an ad man.
He's an ad man. I drink your Kodak picture thing.
I literally never think of you at all, or whatever the mad man thing is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and he has so. Jerry is, let's say, a little unscrupulous. He's unscrupulous. He's not great.
Yes. Yeah. So we find out that this big deal that he made that they're celebrating, he cheated his way into it.
He like Pierce hacked some emails. There's like a green screen and a whole lot of typing and something. There wasn't, but like that's what I
assume. Oh, no, damn it. I thought we were getting all
sneakers.
It's sneakers.
Much less exciting than that. Yeah. But Pierce wants to expose this. It also increasingly seems like Jerry fucked Pierce over in some way. Like, they're making it out to be like Pierce obviously has a vendetta, which he does, turns out.
So is Pierce like part of his company, or do we not know this?
We don't know anything about Pierce. This point.
He's just
he's
a guy.
Just mysterious.
He's kind of using his Welsh accent and kind of not. Like,
he is Welsh.
He is drifting. Like,
he often does.
Is he Welsh? I thought he was Irish.
I mean, as much as Jerry is Scottish, like, it comes and goes.
Yeah, maybe
right?
He is Irish.
The other guy is Welsh. Hot Fuzz James Bond is Welsh.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dalton.
Dalton is Welsh. Sorry. Maybe he is Irish. All right, so...
I love this. Timothy Dalton's career hallmark is, I'm a fun runner.
Yeah,
I mean,
Brosnan.
It is.
Brosnan
you're not wrong.
Is from Ireland.
Well, he's doing some
doesn't sound Irish.
Awful accent work. Because it is.
I don't think he's ever sounded Irish. To be fair,
it's all over the place. Because he is both like throwing some sing-songy rolled R's in there, and then also doing that gritty American thing that UK actors tend to do.
Yeah. I love his voice, the thing he does in Mamma Mia, because it's kind of what I assume is his normal speaking voice, and then kind of sometimes like generic American guy, and it's so bad.
It's baffling.
I love it. That movie's
it's
so
baffling what he's doing here. I don't know if he's just lazy or what, because this is a pretty lazy film, regardless.
Yep, it is. So more hijinks, more scavenger hunt stuff. Mm-hmm. We find out that Jerry has been cheating on Maria Bello with Lady from Work, ostensibly a secretary.
It is a secretary,
Okay, yeah. Turns out her husband is Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Okay.
So that's it's a kind of underwhelming reveal. Seth and I talked about this today. It also happens about 45 minutes into the movie, so you go, well, we're clearly not done yet, so, like, where do we go from here?
And also, like, it was so telegraphed. Like, every time they're in the like, fucking actually I think that reveal is not until the last half hour. I just guessed it at like a half an hour in or some shit.
You are very good at this thing. It is kind of in the middle though. A lot of shit happens after this
every time that they have like an office scene early in the film when we're still setting up how he has a perfect life and a perfect wife and three or 2.5 children or whatever. It's actually only one, but regardless, they keep like people are talking in the foreground and they're out of focus and we're focusing on the secretary's legs. And then we pull back focus onto the actual people that are in the scene. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's Guy Ritchie level heavy-handed. Yeah, it's like, okay, we see what you're doing here. Yeah. So from here, they show up, everybody sort of together, and this like big reveal happens. And we do the big Jerry has to kill the affair lady to save his daughter.
Yeah, Judy, so we're assuming that, her name, yeah.
Yeah, the secretary.
So Pierce is making Jerry kill Pierce's his wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So he, in this moment of panic, pulls the trigger, and the gun's not loaded, but the point was made. He was willing to do the thing.
So, like, so, see how much he loves you? See how much he loves you?
If only. Whatever. That would have been cooler, but... so Pierce at this point indicates he was never going to harm the daughter. She's been at home the whole time. Mm-hmm. He was just proving a point. He was just like
upset about the whole thing. They never kidnapped her in the first place?
No,
she's been safe the whole time, essentially.
Did no one check in on this?
I guess not. I don't know. No, they did.
They did. They kept calling, right? But it was always Maria Bello who was calling. So now...
Right.
You know, so, we're leaving the house where Pierce and the affair woman were at, and Maria's
so
like...
So Maria's in on it, too?
Well, yeah, right. Well, but Jerry is still lying. He's like, oh, well, Pierce thought that my boss was sleeping with his wife and you know, mistake me for my boss. And he's still lying. He's like...
It's very obvious at this point what is actually going on, but he's trying to grasp at straws or whatever.
Yeah, and he's...
It's clear Maria's, like, not really buying
it. And he's still lying to her, really. Relentlessly, right? Like he's like, oh, well, you know, like he everything is fine now, but like he just is a mistaken identity. I wasn't sleeping with my secretary.
Yeah, this whole insane bullshit that we just did. It's like the hollowest of lies. It's very stupid.
I just went along with it to get through it, get it over with.
Yeah, So they get home. The daughter indeed is fine, but the Pierce accomplice, babysitter, kidnapper, whatever you want to call it, tells Maria that the affair was with Jerry, of course. And, you know, we get the sense that she kind of already knew this.
Yeah,
so the big turn is that Maria, quote unquote, breaks the butterfly on the wheel like a genuine psycho. And she was sort of pulling the strings the whole time. She orchestrated the whole thing. She already knew all of the facts. She knew it was Jerry having the affair with Judy the whole time. She, I guess, was the one that set up the whole thing with Pierce, like somehow roundabout way.
I think she found out about the affair, told Pierce, and then the two of them like sort of worked together and like
landed. Maybe it kind of seemed like Pierce wasn't in on it. I don't
know. No, he definitely was. He definitely was because we go through a series of flashbacks of various events throughout the film where like so for instance like. Pierce at one point says, masterful performance, Maria was clearly acting in a very, like, hysterical fashion, and Pierce was, like, playing the part, and she was playing a part, and, like, so we go through all of these scenes in the film, and, like, for instance, when she called the babies, or called the kidnappers, it was just to an empty line, right? And, you know, so there's like, I don't know, like six of these scenes where, you know,
it's a very dumber version of the usual suspects thing where they show you all the like in between parts at the end. And you go, oh, my God. But like this one.
Yeah. Or like in The Sixth Sense when we get all the shots.
Sure.
Right. It's a Shyamalanian reveal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of it. Mm-hmm. She just reveals. Yeah, it was me the whole time.
She does have a really, I think, fun sort of speech where she's like, oh, yeah, you.
She uses the title.
Yeah. Early on, Pierce, like, made Jerry climb the side of a building and found an Alexander Pope passage and, like, saw that line, you know, to who breaks a butterfly upon a wheel. And then Maria is like, I do. I break a butterfly upon a wheel. And now, like, everything's the same. You know, you still have your job. I didn't actually like turn you in and everything.
That's the weird.
But
part.
I'm
at
gone.
The end. You figure she's gonna kill him or something.
But what about the money?
The money was not destroyed. Actually, Pierce destroyed don't know, like five grand and a bunch of magazines.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's weird. Yeah, there are really not any consequences at the end.
They're gonna get divorced, but like that's
right.
Sure.
Yeah. And she'll probably have a pretty decent case in terms of alimony and all
I think
that.
She did commit several, maybe many crimes during the course of the movie. So, like,
but no one died.
Yeah, I'm not sure she actually did, other than like the home invasion at the end.
Yeah.
And Yeah. Anyway, it's
unclear.
Yeah. Anyway, it's dumb. It's dumb.
Universe
it's
of the movie.
Dumb. Yeah. It's dumb.
It was a very predictable movie. Seth certainly guessed it, as we alluded to.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. That's fine. I only have a couple of things. So, yeah, it's a 2007 movie. In the beginning, the one thing that really resonated in this, the year of our Seth 2023, I was like, is this the last gasp of their maybe being an old school American dream that's possible? Like, Maria Bello's a stay at home mom. Jerry.
Oh,
is
she,
an ad
she does
man.
Hate her life.
Well, she does. She's bored.
She's like,
but like, I mean, Jerry's an ad man. He just keeps his head down and he eventually gets promoted and the family's happy and they live in this fucking unbelievable house.
Yeah,
like, it's just this thing that, like, is inconceivable in these, like, nightmare times that we live in. And I was like,
well,
oh,
that was right,
I guess
right. That 2007? Was literally right before the Great Recession.
The housing crash. So. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. But yeah, it was a
oh,
it was
maybe
very,
they would have lost that house anyway because of the, cause
sure.
of the housing bubble.
They would have been upside down. They got a subprime mortgage. I don't understand.
That's the thing I couldn't remember the name
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they big shorted it. But yeah, I don't know. It felt very gross compared to now times. Mm-hmm.
Is this a prequel to The Big Short?
No, I assume so. Oh,
is any movie set in the 2000s about people having a house that's kind of big a prequel to The Big Short?
Having idyllic American dream lives?
Yeah. Jerry, possibly. So Jerry is so small in this. He's so tiny. He's tiny. He's clean shaven. He just looks...
Yeah, he's very young looking, which 300 came out before this, I think, but yeah, he looks like...
I know I was in college,
after?
So
yeah,
that's all I can say about 300.
It would have been right around this time, then, yeah.
I mean, you guys know about, like, so, y'all remember
it's
Full
the
Metal
same
Jacket.
Year as 300, mm-hmm. actually.
Mm. So y'all remember Full Metal
sure
Jacket?
Sure do.
And and D'Onofrio and what he looks like in mm-hmm. that. And then you yes. remember Adventures in Babysitting
Not
and
really.
D'Onofrio and what he looks like in no. that.
No.
Well, in that movie, he looks like a goddamn bodybuilder. And one of the like children characters mistakes him for Thor because she loves Marvel Comics as Thor. And he filmed that like 5 weeks later.
Well, it's like
it is.
Christian Bale does this thing, like yeah sure.
Yeah. It's like crazy body transformations. Yeah. Let's add Gerard Butler into the mix with
yeah.
sure.
this mm-hmm. shitty
well,
movie.
I was gonna say Seth and I both commented, or maybe I brought it up first, but Pierce looks stunning in this.
He is
the world's hottest dad I've ever possibly imagined.
This was a good era for Pierce. This is around the time Mamma Mia. He did a rom-com with Julianne Moore and Michael Sheen and I think Rose Byrne around this time that he looks incredible in.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
this is a good time for
even
Pierce.
Picturing him now, like he aged extremely well. He looks quite good now for whatever age that he is. And like even the Bond era was like quite good too.
Yeah,
but
no,
he is like on the top of his like late 40s game in this
he's,
movie.
And he's wearing like a sort of little bit long leather jacket the whole time. Like not long, but like, you know, like box cut left length
I watched I watched Goldeneye this weekend.
I mean,
he's I think he's 42 in Goldeneye.
Holy Christ, he looks maybe a day over 30 in Goldeneye. That's astounding.
Damn.
Well, I mean, living in fucking Hawaii for your whole damn life and being rich
hey that fellas, do you know how old he is now?
69.
Well, if I'm doing the the math, you know.
It's the number you don't even have to do math for.
He's in the movie with Effie from from Skins that was filmed in like 2017, and he looks kind of the same that he does in this movie. Like,
oh right, The King's Daughter.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, I heard
like,
that.
He's still looking weirdly good. Yeah.
Regardless, that was my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, agreed.
By far.
Other note, everyone in this movie drinks scotch. I think like literally every character drinks a glass. Like you go to the thing, would you like a drink? Yeah, scotch. And I was like, our generation, Seth is the only person that I know that just like drinks scotch. Mm. Like if I'm going to the liquor cabinet, everything before scotch. Like
I don't
that's
even
such
a own
weird
a bottle.
Hallmark. Like, I don't think I do either.
Yeah, I have no scotch.
Really maybe else, monkey shoulder just to like mix for like a penicillin or something. Like I don't know.
I really like a scotch. Mm, it's because I like feeling like I'm on fire.
Yeah,
so I can,
you like the taste of cigarettes, not so much the
yeah.
Nicotine.
No, it's so I can feel something.
Right.
See, for me, it was always the opposite. I was here for the nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Yeah. I want the kill me part, not the taste.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. And then I wrote, I think, in conclusion, this...
I want to taste like I feel like on the inside, which is a burnt husk of a man.
Sure. Well, I was... The thing that
you're dropping a lot of these in lately, bud, and I'm here... I gotta tell you, I'm here for you. Like, yeah. Whatever... If you need to talk... I'm good.
Yeah. The thing I always think about with scotch, I watched The Binge for the 500th time recently.
Did somebody order
I was watching clips from it today.
It is the most timeless movie, and it came out 3 years ago. Whatever.
I need to rewatch the second one.
I haven't watched that.
I've only seen that one twice. Yeah, it's not as good. But anyway, Vince Vaughn comes up as El Pantera, and he goes, "Before we do this, I need you to crank me right in the nuts." And that's what scotch is for me. I'm just like, I guess if you're trying to elicit some like kind of bad feelings, I don't know. It just doesn't do anything.
I think
for
it's
me.
Tasty.
It's just,
I don't know.
Sure.
I'm not a whiskey person in general, like any same. Variety, yeah, you know, same. So. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. like that clip from Banshees of Inisherin where he's like, oh, I put down the jar.
Oh, you're right.
And you're like.
Yeah. Get all it's back when I put down the jar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff in that interview. Yeah. You guys should find that interview.
Yeah, everybody find that interview.
Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell on I think CBS Sunday Morning
or something. Yep. Just
there,
being
I just gave you all the clues, Mr. Policeman.
Where they're like actually great friends and it's everything you've ever dreamed of watching them be in movies together.
Real freaking cute. And really cool. Mr. Policeman, good snowman reference.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I think my last thing was it feels like a fun movie. It had the elements,
but it was
so fucking boring.
Like
it was like it was one of those things where like if they tweaked minimal things, I feel like
I feel like if they made it more of a mystery, or if they made anybody like I don't know if
it was. I guess what I'm saying is it was close. We watch a lot of movies where you're like never stood a chance. This is garbage.
Yeah. I think this could have this been like, a thing. It just wasn't.
Yeah, it had elements of a good thing. It just didn't make it. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
And the cast is great. I mean, all great people.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's nothing.
The only trivia that I found was Pierce Brosnan early in the movie. They go to the top of a parking structure to watch Maria Bello hand in the thing that indicates that Jerry fucked up the deal, or he cheated on the deal, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're driving the Range Rover into the top of the parking structure, and he just smashes it into the wall.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And apparently that was not intentional. He just did that because he... like didn't hit the brakes soon enough or something, and they just were like, yeah, just keep going, do it, go. Yeah. And so they Gerard Butler is literally reacting in real time to just having been in a car accident, and then they just keep going.
And like cool. None of the airbags deployed, which they really should
it looked pretty hard, but yeah, they probably were faulty.
Well, I mean, it was a Range Rover,
British engineering. Fix it again, Tony. So
it's the wrong god damn it, it's such a dumb joke, but like
that's friend of the show Jared's joke. I stole that entirely. That's all I had.
I got parting thoughts.
2007 would have been a time I've been watching a lot of Blockbuster DVDs, and I don't know how this never hit the radar at all. So.
Oh, yeah, I just cleared that wall. Yeah.
It did have 33,000 people vote on it on IMDb, so.
Yeah, okay. It apparently existed, but not in our spheres, I guess. So. Do you want to do the IMDb's?
Yeah, so the rating with 33,000 is 6.6. Okay. Yeah, I know. I really teased
it. 6.6 is pretty generous.
Yeah, it is.
This has to be all like our parents' age people. Yeah.
That was a pretty good movie. You see that one with that Jerry Butler in it?
Yeah, Jerry Butler.
That Maria Bella really wears a hat, I tell you.
Yeah, she had to strip in one scene, and that was that got my motor running.
Well, that's good for another 0.6 then. Yeah. All right, so let's.
Oh, and that Pierce Brosnan, like, oh boy, I would let him.
I wasn't my favorite. He wasn't my favorite James Bond.
But I would let him run my motor.
Some good-looking ladies in his movies, I'll tell you.
Oh no, I was.
I'm picturing two our parents' age people seeing this movie in the theater, coming home, rating it on IMDb together on AOL, as you would
on their couples account.
Yeah, yeah.
While they prepare the sex room for the evening.
Yeah, yeah. And the mom's like, I don't know. I thought it was like more of a 4.5, and the dad's like, oh, I thought it was like a 6, so they go with 5.2, and then the dad remembers the Maria Bello stripping scene, and he in the dark of night comes back and bumps it up to a 6.9 later. This is 2007, folks. That's what it was.
This is what all your parents were doing in 2007 while you were away at college.
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure enough.
Okay, us specifically. Yikes. All right.
Was there any money? Was there any money?
Not I think really. They had the budget, yes. But they don't know what it actually did.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Cost $20 million, mm-hmm. Which is kind of low for like the amount of stuff that they did and mm-hmm. you know filming in Chicago. Yeah. And all that. Or maybe
they know they filmed in Vancouver, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Something Canadian, of course. Yeah. And I think it only made $7.6 million?
Yeah, not great.
I don't know. Uh-huh. That was the release, and then apparently the DVD thing. They didn't have great money on this, but like the DVD market and maybe foreign market or something, they did like okay, but there weren't any like hard numbers, mm-hmm. so unclear. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so 6.6. All right, yeah. I'm gonna. Right,
so while you're rating, I have a secondary question for you guys.
Okay.
Considering the time period and the format of my sketch, would you put it up on Dig? Would you upvote it on Reddit or like what? What are we?
Man, Dig existed for such a very brief
I
amount of time.
I do remember Dig.
Yeah. It was right around 2007.
Yeah,
though.
Mm-hmm. It was,
Dig was the proto Reddit.
Mid college.
Bury me. Yeah. Underneath everything that I am.
I mean, yeah, probably. I would have told my friends at least.
Yeah. I mean, that.
So we're
that,
not talking the, like The Landlord with Will Ferrell and the
no,
little baby.
We're not watching but... Pearl swear it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I heard that Pierce Brosnan, he really gets my motor running and then rams it straight into a concrete barricade.
Well, you know, it's sure a British does. Car, so you can't yeah, tell if it was on his purpose or if it was faulty mechanics.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, yeah. You just gotta replace them.
Full of wires, those British
no,
cars.
So finicky. Yeah, I don't think anyone would say finicky. They're so unreliable. There we are.
All true like, statements. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna rate. Yes. OG is so fucking boring. So boring.
For being a weirdly short movie, it was
yeah,
also
it was
boring.
A tight 94.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet I kept having to pause it because I was like, yep. I don't fucking care. I'm gonna go do something.
They should have trimmed 18. That's what I gotta say about that. Well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm gonna give it like a 3.5 ish.
Okay.
Ish.
Yep, yep.
Right ish. For the...
Well, that fucks up the math parts.
Well,
but,
I'll just
remember it in my brain. Okay. How about that?
Well, put
that
down good? 3. Put down 3.
Is that good for my boy, Seth?
Oh, that's weird. That's a Lee voice. Zach,
I'm Zach trying to pre-train myself to lie to my children.
Oh.
So I'm practicing this. In. Yeah,
Market
I definitely
is...
put the ish in down. Uh-huh.
Market is 3.55.
Okay.
Well,
wow.
That makes...
Never gone to the hundreds, but yeah, okay.
Well, that's ish, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't think ish is always positively. So maybe do a plus or minus. So do a 3.5 plus or minus 0.0.
Well, not a movie that none of us had anything to talk about. This
fucking
is going
chance
for
that's
a long
happen.
Time.
Yeah. Lee, for your Funny or Die sketch about the chat, which I really appreciate, actually.
Notably, not a person we gave you at all. Your entire movie revolved around a guy. You just were like, yeah, how about him? That
yeah, because his name is vaguely associated with the...
I was watching one of those like celebrity game show things.
You were watching Pearl the Landlord is what you were watching.
And it was like team... is William Shatner's team, and it's like the Shat, and everybody's like the Shat, and he's like, that's my nickname, that people call me that. Like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, maybe.
And I remember,
yeah. So, for using an actor that we didn't give you, even though that's a total me move, which I would do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think you did that last
probably,
week,
but... yeah, without a doubt. So you get a negative point for that, but.
Oh, I thought you were going full negative on the score.
Yes, that's what I thought too.
And the fact that it was only about 5 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And you didn't have that Maria Bello doing nice strip scene, so I gotta take some points off of that. So, in case you didn't know, I'm doing my dad. Like, this is my dad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So,
my dad.
So, yeah, so actor we didn't give you, negative. A 5 minutes long, negative. A your dad, negative. That's at least negative one for each of those.
Piling up. Wow. Seems needlessly cruel.
Also, no strip scene. Negative.
Right. Yeah.
But though,
you can't penalize
though,
the dad and the no strip scene at the same time.
Though,
those seem
though,
counterintuitive. you got to pick a lane.
There is a Shatner wearing lingerie. So that's a.
I can't believe you remembered
that's,
anything.
That's
you never
plus
do.
15.
Yeah, that's another negative. So you end up with, I don't know, like a.
just give a number. We've been here so long.
You get a 7.
That was an inconsistent number of negatives, but
let it happen.
Yeah,
go.
Sure. Yeah. Original movie. I don't know. 6 is way too high, but yeah. I don't know. 4.5, I guess. It was. It wasn't definitely the worst movie we've seen recently.
Sure.
Like, I just had to edit the Bait 3D episode, and that gave me fever dreams remembering that whole fucking thing.
You're talking about fever dreams a lot in this episode. You all right?
It's because I have them a lot. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I never sleep anymore.
Yeah, that's true. He don't.
Yeah. Generic parent complaints, yeah.
Lee, wait until you get old enough to complain about how Maria Bello didn't do a strip scene in a movie.
Yeah, and then you can add a negative.
You think you have it tough now.
I know. That's the one you were saying, like, what do we do if you get really into ghosts? Like, if I turn into, like, a dad's dad, you guys have to kill me. Mm-hmm. Like, legitimately. I'll write that and sign it somewhere, and then...
I feel like your kids might not appreciate that, or your wife.
Wouldn't they, though? In the long run, you'd be like, listen, it was... It's for the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'd understand.
Yeah. They would. Yeah. Okay. Lee, your thing. Yeah. Low effort, gotta say.
I can't lie. I can't lie about that.
A little more into that one. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think you're still gonna win with this score, but it does reflect my sort of disappointment in you. So I'm gonna give you a 5.
I mean, dadded you.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm not mad, I'm just sad. It
you're
made
just
me
disappointed,
sad.
Yeah.
No. It was fine. It was just kinda nothing. So, you know.
Just think about all the times I've put in way too much effort.
Yeah.
And let it, you know,
sure.
Like,
I mean it all.
Oh, it all evens out. Yeah,
it comes out in the wash.
Yeah. You're still my favorite child. Don't, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Aww.
You hear that? Names redacted. Your father said I'm his favorite.
Kit and Fisto are the canonical names.
Oh, yes.
That's true. Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that they're also their legal names. We've been lying to you guys this whole time. That's what we put on the birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. We're upset about that.
Yeah.
We don't think that's awesome.
We're so sad about that one.
It's really weird when CPS shows up when you're still at the hospital. You're like, guys, we got to talk.
Sorry. We got a
this is a crime.
A notification that you named these children Kit and Fisto, and we just...
This is a filter somebody set up.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, somebody set that filter up at the national level. We never thought it would actually trigger.
Yeah.
But here we are.
It turns out we have some alternative names for you, and that's Babu and Frick.
Oh, they just wanted to update it. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't it Moaning Myrtle did Babu Frick's voice?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. She's great. Yeah.
She's also a full-ass adult woman who played Moaning Myrtle. Uh-huh.
Yes, she is in her 50s now, I think.
Yeah, she's in Trainspotting. Yep. And yes, Bridget Jones's Diary.
She shows up a bunch. She was in something we were watching the other day as, you know, someone in her 50s. I was like, oh, yeah. Because the voice, you can hear the voice.
Was it the old Shakespeare Retold series episode about Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was obviously that. Yeah.
Was it See How They Run? Because she's in See How They Run.
Oh.
Which Saoirse and the Dancing Man.
It was that. Yes. And
I did it.
Samuel Rockwell. It was exactly that movie. Yes. I blanked out that entire thing. I was like,
that movie was nothing.
Yeah.
That movie was so dull.
The parts of this are good, but the whole thing is bad. Like, I don't know what's going on here. It also
gives up the whole plot of the play The Mousetrap, a play that famously you're not supposed to tell people the plot of, because that's the whole point.
Yeah. I was like, I think I downloaded it because Saoirse Ronan and Sam Rockwell. I was like, this has to be amazing. And just immediately was like, why any of this? Yeah.
Yeah. My years of watching every Sam Rockwell movie have come and gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It, you know,
Three Billboards really ruined it for me.
The one with Anna Kendrick is quite good, where they play assassins and stuff.
Yeah. Me and your wife of the podcast, Erica, were talking about that last time I saw you guys.
Yeah.
I don't like that
one. It's not good. It's dumb, but like, it's, I don't know.
You don't have to hedge. Like, I personally don't like it.
Sure.
You can like it. That's how
we just very much disagreed on your favorite horror movie of the last year. So
you think it's just my favorite horror movie of last year?
Okay.
You wait till our Oscars movie, which happened already.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Tensions. Anyway, next week I'll be doing a movie called California Split.
California Split.
That's a weirdly good title, I feel like. Lots
a rarely lots good movie for our show, actually. Yeah.
Excellent. Love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well,
till next time. Yeah, you probably should put Maria Bello's scene back in the movie if you want that extra 0.6 points. Fart noise, Lee's dad.
I love how your entire being did not want you to do that. It was so hard for you to get through that.
I couldn't bring myself to it.
Your
really
body fundamentally was like, no.
It's like you were possessed by the ghost of all dads.
Hey, Seth did it.
Oh, God. All right, I'm out.
Yep.